Superman is almost too late to save the life of Batman's young companion, Robin, who leads the furiously desperate Spider a merry chase before this exciting story comes to a thrilling climax.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it's no ordinary sort of happening, that big moment when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. You want to be right there, because you're on edge to see which comic button is inside. Maybe it's a brand new one, a funny paper character that you don't have in your collection yet. Or maybe it's a duplicate, and that's even more fun because then you can trade with your pals. These Pep comic buttons are so doggone smart-looking, the colors are so clear and bright that, well, you're going to want to collect all 18 in that new series. That's right, 18 new and different comic strip characters. Brenda Starr, for instance, and Cindy and Spud and the Little Moose, Beezy and Goofy, and Superman, of course. And say, did I remember to mention that these Pep comic buttons are easy to get? Why, you don't even have to send in a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your new comic button. And say, look out for some good eating fun at breakfast, too, when Pep heads the menu. Those whole wheat flakes are loaded with a catchy sunshine flavor that sure hits the spot. It's good for you, too. Sure, it gives you energy, vitamin B1, and your whole daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. Yes, sir, Mom's glad to get you P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Anxious to find Robin, Batman's young companion, Superman and Batman followed a trail that led them to the home of Spider Gans, an underworld character who has misled a daring young acrobat into operating as the monkey burglar. However, our friends arrived to find the place empty. Unwilling to admit defeat, Superman searched every inch of the deserted apartment and was rewarded by the discovery of a torn newspaper clipping, a clue that indicated another bold robbery planned by Spider for his monkey burglar. The victim was to be the fabulously wealthy Rajah of Serac, a UN delegate who had just taken an apartment in Metropolis. But the Rajah's address had been torn off. As our story continues today, we find Superman and Batman at the Daily Planet, where, alone in the empty offices, they are going through a file of back issues. Listen.
I don't know, I've already gone all through Monday's and Tuesday's papers. The story about the Rajah's not neither of them.
Keep looking. Here's another.
Okay. But even if we do find the Raj's address, that doesn't necessarily mean we'll walk right into Spider and Robin, does it?
My hunch says it does.
Okay, but it's still just a hunch. Even if it works out, how do we know Spider hasn't already gotten rid of Robin?
Oh, now look, Batman. Robin's not just an ordinary 14-year-old.
Yes, I know,
so I wouldn't worry too much. After all, you've trained him pretty well to take care of himself.
Well, that's right, but he's no match for a gang.
Granted. Why waste time arguing? This is the only clue we've got, so let's follow it through.
Okay, Superman, I'll keep looking.
Good. I'm still sure this lead is going to pay off.
Superman's hunch is good, but Batman's feeling of impending doom for Robin is also well-founded. For at this moment, Spider is seated in a small car parked in the dark shadows of an alley, right under the windows of the Rajah's apartment. Behind his car is another, a sedan, in the back of which Robin lies on the floor, bound and gagged. As we join him now, Spider's crafty eyes are drawn up to the 14th floor in response to a whistle. This is the signal that Billy Riggs, the talented young acrobat whom Spider has forced to operate as the monkey burglar, has done his work, is ready to descend with his loot. Turning swiftly to Jonesy, his burly henchman, Spider issues his low-voiced orders.
Okay, Jonesy. Billy's coming down now. You know what you're to do?
Sure, I wrap that Robin kid over the noggin and knock him out.
Right.
Then I take the gag out of his face on time and carry him out the way the alley meets the street.
Right. Then as soon as Billy gets in the car, we get going.
And then the cops find what they think is a dead monkey burglar, huh?
Yeah, now...
Wait, Spider. What about Billy?
I'll take care of him later. Personal. Now get going. Work fast and clean.
Don't worry, Spider. This kind of a job is right up my alley. Robin, old kid. You ain't gonna be uncomfortable for long now. Now, relax like a good fella, and Papa will put you to sleep.
As the hulking, murder-bent Jonesy leans over, his blackjack raised to strike at Robin's head, the seemingly helpless boy swiftly pulls his knees up to his chest. Then, uncoiling with the speed and power of a steel spring, Robin drives his roped feet into Jonesy's unprotected midriff. Jackknifing with pain, Jonesy drops his head sharply and collides with a well-aimed pair of feet, driven by Robin's strong young legs. And taking the blow on the point of his chin, the thug drops unconscious and rolls off the running board onto the pavement. Then, alerted by the sound of the scuffle, Spider leaps out of his car and comes on the run to see what has happened.
Jonesy, what? Holy smokes, the big lug's out like a light. Well, that settles it. I'll get my gun and put a slug into the little rat.
The Spider, angered, rushes back to his car for a gun. A slim, costumed figure slips silently out of the dark shadows and quietly opens the door on the other side of the sedan in which Robin lies. Throwing a heavily laden sack on the rear seat, he slips a knife out of his pocket and slashes swiftly at the ropes that bind Batman's young companion. A moment later, Robin, freed, tears the gag from his mouth.
Oh, thanks, pal, but who...
Never mind that now. Just
Lucifer,
listen.
You're wearing my costume.
Yeah. Now listen.
Jeepers, you're the monkey burglar.
Right. But if you don't stop gabbing, we'll be a couple of dead monkeys. Spider's sore.
I know. I knocked out his boy, Jonesy.
Uh-huh. For that, he's fixing to knock you off. I couldn't let him do that.
Oh, thanks again.
We gotta work fast if we're gonna stop him. So
hold
let's...
it. Here comes our playmate now.
Jiggers, what do we do?
Look, you lie low until you hear the body fall.
Oh, wait, what are you
No time for explanations. Just be set to get this wagon rolling and fast. Be seeing you.
Moving with the silent speed and grace of a cat, Robin steps out of the car and, vaulting to its roof, crouches like a panther set for a kill. Then, when the unsuspecting Spider comes into range, he springs forward and down, landing on the man's shoulders, knocking him to the pavement where he lies momentarily stunned. Quickly recovering his equilibrium, Robin jumps up, yelling,
"Get her going, partner!"
Split second later, a car motor roars into life. And as it screams off to a running start, Robin leaps aboard, slamming the door shut behind him. But at the very moment that the now penitent monkey burglar drives Robin away to what they both mistakenly believe is freedom and safety, in the office of the Daily Planet, Batman calls excitedly to Superman.
Superman, look.
What?
Here it is. The picture story of the Raj of Serac.
Swell. Where's his Metropolis apartment, does it say?
Yes, let's see. It's the Crescent Towers Apartments.
Okay. Now, here's where we find Spider and rescue Robin from him.
If we're not too late.
Let's hope we're not. Come on, get set. We're going out this open window.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. Up and away! Well, here we are on the roof of the Crescent Towers, Batman.
Good. Let's go down to the Raj's apartment.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Superman?
Afraid we're too late again.
What? How do you know?
I can see by the excitement in the Raj's apartment that the monkey burglar has come and gone.
Oh, no. Look, maybe he and Spider are still somewhere nearby with Robin.
Uh-uh. At least not within my range of vision.
Oh, well, what do we do now?
There's only one thing left to do. Scour the city from the air. Hang on. Here we go again. Up and away!
Is Spider still behind us, Robin?
Yeah, Billy. We can't seem to shake him.
The skunk. Didn't take him long to come to and jump into his car, did it?
Not long enough. I should have hit him harder.
Well, hang on, pal. I'm going to try to lose him in some of these side streets.
I'm set. The worst that can happen is we pile up. And anything's better than falling into Spider's hands again.
You said it, chum. Here we go.
Driving with a recklessness born of desperation, Billy Riggs, ex-monkey burglar, tears around corners on two wheels, waving in and out of narrow streets, barely averting accidents many times in an effort to shake the enraged Spider. But Spider, mad with a thirst for vengeance, will not be shaken. Finally, the car bearing the two boys screams around a corner and comes to a shrieking four-wheel stop.
Robin, look.
Jeepers, a dead-end street.
Yeah, and here's Spider right behind us.
That spells dead-end for us, Billy. And I do mean dead-end.
Trapped, Robin and the boy who had been forced to impersonate him can only sit and face what seems to be certain death as, guns in hand, Spider and his battered henchman Jonesy approach them. What will happen? We'll know in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of this story. So stand by.
You know, gang, one of the best things about collecting comic buttons in that new series from Packages of Kellogg's Pet is that everybody can share in the fun. Sure, all your pals are doing it too, so that you have lots of fellows and girls to trade duplicates with. You see, you don't have to spend any of your allowance to get Pet comic buttons. You don't even have to send in a box stop. And yet, you get collect true life pictures of your favorite comic strip characters. 18 of them in all, like Cindy and Judy and Corky and Superman. Boy, what a thrill it is to wear your collection pinned right on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see how smart looking they are and how nifty they look, too. But remember, there's only one way you can get these exclusive prizes. You can't even buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and a big button. And say you're going to like Pep for another reason, too. Because it tastes so keen. Why, Kellogg's Pep is so full up with catchy, golden toasted flavor, your appetite's going to sit right up and take notice every single morning. Those whole wheat flakes sure do warm up your appetite on a cold and frosty morning. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we rejoin them now, Robin and Billy Riggs are facing guns held in the hands of Jonesy and the snarling Spider.
But you thought you could get away from Spider, huh?
Now look, Spider.
Shut up. Okay, Jonesy, we fire together. You take Billy and I'll take this fresh punk Robin. One, two,
three, and out.
Batman.
Good, Batman.
Wow, Spider never knew
Robin,
what hit him.
Are you all right?
Sure, Batman. Boy, where'd you fall from, heaven?
Well, not exactly.
I'd say it was just in time to save you from a trip to heaven, Robin. You too, Billy.
You bet. You, Superman.
Incidentally, how did you two get together? And why was Spider about to rub out his monkey burglar? And how come
whoa,
that you...
Whoa, easy, Batman. I'd suggest you gather up our unconscious friends and drive them over to see Inspector Henderson. The boys can answer all your questions there.
Wait a minute, Superman. Can't we do something about Billy?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, going easy on him.
That's up to the courts, Robin.
Right, Batman. Okay, fellas, go on and wind up the case of the monkey burglar. I've got a hunch a reporter named Clark Kent will be in a hurry to make the early morning edition of this yarn. And something tells me he'll be waiting for you in the inspector's office. So long now. Up and away!
A short time later, Superman in his guise of reporter Clark Kent is in the office of Inspector Henderson, where, together with Batman, he listens and makes notes for a Daily Planet scoop story on the monkey burglar. As Robin and Billy Riggs give evidence against Spider and Jonesy. But if Superman thinks his work is done for the day, he is very much mistaken. For at this same time, this very night, a small group of men are gathered around a table in the study of a palatial metropolis residence. And these men, known among themselves as Knights of the White Carnation, are brewing a menace more potent than any Superman has yet encountered. Tomorrow, gang, we meet the Knights of the White Carnation and learn how their dark plans are uncoiling like some deadly snake. Ready to strike at you and me. So don't fail to be with us then. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, what's your favorite Kellogg's cereal for breakfast? Kellogg's Rice Krispies? Corn Flakes? Pep? Well, you can take your pick of 10 individual boxes of different Kellogg's cereals every morning if you'll get Mom to set out Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with a grand lineup of Kellogg favorites. Some are flaked and some popped and some shredded, made from corn, wheat, or rice. Yes, sir, breakfast is a picnic all year round when Kellogg's Variety is on the table. So ask Mom for Kellogg's Variety and be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.